Hey everyone, it's me, Calvin. I wanted to show you how you can set up, configure your domains with Simplero so that your email deliverability will be improved. So that was a lot of words. But basically, if you're sending out email using your own domain name, as you should, then you want to do some configuration so that Simplero is authorized to send email on your behalf, which will ensure that your emails actually come through. It can't fully ensure, but it will significantly improve the likelihood that your emails will actually go through. So here's what we need to do. First of all, if you're not using your own domain name as the sender of the emails that you send from Simplero, then you absolutely need to do that. So if you don't have a domain name, you need to go and buy that somewhere. My preference is hover.com. But you can also use GoDaddy or whatever local email domain name registrar there is in your country. So one of my domains is consciousinfomarketing.com. So say I wanted to send email as consciousinfomarketing, like calvin@consciousinfomarketing.com or info@consciousinfomarketing.com. That's easy. I can just go do that. So like send email, and then I just say, well, sender name is going to be Calvin at, or sender email is going to be calvin@consciousinfomarketing.com. That's great, but we haven't configured deliverability yet, so it might get blocked. If you're using something like yahoo.com or gmail.com email address here, that's almost guaranteed to be blocked at some point in the future. So what you need to do is click settings, and then go under email domains. And here, I'm working locally here. I'm gonna try that again. All right, here we go. Email domains, there we go. So I'm gonna remove this so that you can see it clean. So here's what it looks like. New email domain, add one. And so we add consciousinfomarketing.com. And now what it tells us is that we need to set up what's called an SPF and DKIM record. This is explained a little bit down here, but it's like some technical stuff. And basically what it means is that you need to go over to wherever you bought your domain or wherever DNS is hosted for that domain. And hopefully you know that. We try to find out and tell you here. And then you want to find the domain. So you want to set a TXT record on the domain itself, and the value should be this, which you can copy here. So let's try and see if we can do that. So let's go over here, and then we say DNS, and then we say add new, and it's going to be a TXT type. So these are the different types. That's what they're called in domain names speak. And for this, we don't need to say anything because it's going to be on the domain itself. Oh. Too far. And for the value, we take that value that we copy pasted. And that's it. Now we've set that. So far, so good. All right, let's go over here and find the other one. So here we need to set again a TXT record, but this time it's on a subdomain. So let's copy this, and then so we say add new. And in this case, for Hover, they don't want us to repeat the actual domain itself. I think these input fields are a little small for my taste, but hey, like that, TXT, and then here is the value, and this one is like big and long and ugly, but doesn't matter, we just say copy, and then we paste that in here, and again, this field is way too small, but we do it, and there it is, looks like they're cutting it off, and that's it, and now what we do is we say, go in here, and we say, check again. And it's going to go out and it's going to check that we actually did it correctly. And in this case, we did. So it says verified here. So just for fun, I don't know if this would work if we say, you know, what if we said just foo or something here just to see. Check again. I guess that doesn't stick. Anyway, so let's ignore that. I think there's always some delay or some caching in the DNS system, so it might take a little bit for, even if you say check again, before that new value shows up. But anyway, in this case, we did it correctly, and now this domain is set up. You don't need to do anything else, But what that means is that now whenever I send an email as Calvin at that or anything at this domain, it's going to be approved, and its deliverability is going to be improved over what it was before. So that's it for today. This is email domains. This is about deliverability of emails. You want to do this for sure. All right. Take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.